This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Horse racing used to be called the sport of kings. It's now facing an identity crisis, with some fans saying it's become nothing more than a lottery on four legs. As Capital Public Radio's Emily Green reports, internet and satellite wagering are causing drastic changes in the sport that are visible at racetracks around the country.
When David Martin was a kid, his dad took him to the horse races every Saturday at California's Golden Gate Park. He says they would always sit in the same spot.
My uncles would be there, his brothers would be there. It was like a meeting place. It's more like a meeting place than anything else.
They talked to one another there than calling from at home. You know what I'm saying?
Like his dad, he loves to gamble, but he says the game has changed since his dad's era. To begin with, the horses are not nearly as good.
I even called to the racing secretary one time and told her, I said, what the heck is going on here? This is ridiculous. You got maiden claiming horses running on a Saturday entry? That would never be, especially on a Saturday card or a Sunday card. That was just unheard of on a Saturday. That's common now.
The once unheard of has now become commonplace. Here at the Solano County Fair in Northern California, Martin is watching the races on TV. That's because this year the fair abandoned a 58-year tradition of live horse racing and replaced it with satellite gaming. Of course, horse racing has always had one foot in gambling, but increasingly it's about watching it on TV or the internet and not going to the live thing, says Kirk Breed. He's director of the California Horse Racing Board.
I can remember in 1983 when we did the first simulcast race, and we brought it in on TV and had a big TV monitor up there, and it was during the state fair and we were standing there watching it.
Breed was with his friend, Jack Clifford.
And people were actually betting on this race that was being conducted in Chicago or someplace. And he says, that is going to be the demise of horse racing right there.
To get people to actually show up at the live races, the horse racing industry is pushing legislation in many states to allow slot machines at the tracks. But experts say the long-term solution to keeping the industry alive is to eliminate all but the biggest meets. This would generate bigger payouts and larger crowds, but it would also mean the end of live horse racing at the little venues. Already, the number of county fairs in western states offering live horse racing has declined by some 50% over the past 20 years. That's according to the executive director of the Western Fairs Association.
You see him, Luke? Say, come on, six. Here he comes, Luke. You see him? Close.
From Illinois to Montana and California, horse racing is one of the main draws at state fairs. Here in Pleasanton, California, east of San Francisco, the crowd is a mix of men and women, kids and old people. Frank Blaze props up his 10-year-old daughter on the fence. 30 years ago, Blaze worked as a jockey, and what he's most excited about is
to see the horses run, you know, and to see how these little jockeys are handling, you know, a 900 or 1,200 pound horse, and to be able to control it.
Ironically, Blaze is blind. And while he can no longer see how the horses run, he loves being here.
I enjoy hearing the crowd and just the atmosphere of the track and smelling.
The key, racing experts say, is whether the track can keep them coming back. But already, county fairs around the country are running on wobbly legs. Take the Solano County Fair. Organizers saw a 28% drop in attendance this year. One of the main reasons cited for the decline, the lack of live horse races. For NPR News, I'm Emily Green.